Welcome to Design Oracles. We are here to pontificate, evangelize, and educate you on residential interior design and architecture.
I'm Amity Worrell, interior designer of Amity Worrell and Company.
And I'm Diane Kett, architect of DK Studio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Design Oracles.
Hello.
We're happy to be here today with Steve. Steve, correct? I've pronounced it correctly.
Right. First, the last name is the same, but the last name is spelled different.
Yes.
S-T-E-A-V-E, but pronounced the same. Yes, you're correct.
And Steve is a sales manager for Clements Paint, which is an independent operation that represents Benjamin Moore Paints. Am I correct, Steve?
Yes, we are an independent dealer with actually 7 locations in the Austin area.
And I'll just say that with our, you know, our season theme this year is all about materials and the materiality, the materials that go into making up the homes that we build, the projects we work on. And so paint is a huge, huge part of that. So we're very happy to have you today to educate us.
Yeah, people always think about paint the most, I think, when they think about their house first, really. Sometimes they don't always think about any other material, and that's, I mean, it is really important, the color.
It's true. One of the first things people will ask us is, what colors were you thinking? And I have to say to them, what do you mean? Colors for tile? Colors for paint? But they love you guys because they love paint. So.
And this lets you know that it's probably one of the most inexpensive ways to decorate.
That's true.
Exactly. That's true. Yeah. If you want to change the mood of your room, you can paint the wall.
I thought it'd be fun to launch with, what is the most interesting thing that you get to teach people about paint and Benjamin Moore paint in particular?
Well, I guess the most interesting thing is the quality. You know, most people don't think of quality. They think of paint as paint. You know, I can get a gut on the paint, I can put it on the walls. But at the end of the day, if you get something more of a mid-grade, premium grade, you're going to use less product. You know, not just less product, you know, you're going to do fewer coats. That's labor, man hours. On top of that, you're going to get the durability, the scrubability, as well as the wearability over time. So, you know, it's just trying to inform the individuals of what we have to offer them so they can make the best judgments for his or her home, what quality they want. Because some people do want something more durable, something that's going to be washable, scrubbable, stain resistant. And some individuals just want paint just to put on the wall. or like apartment complexes, they're going to paint one day, and next month, next 3, 6 months, or a year, they're going to paint again. So they don't really care about the performance of the paint, which a homeowner may want something of quality because they have pets, they have kids, they host a lot. So they want something that's actually going to be able to last, you know, throughout the time of, you know, they're living in the house. Yes, ma'am.
I thought it was interesting you used the word scrubability.
Like, yeah, can you
picture someone with a brush on the wall?
Well, honestly, we have a product called Scuffix. Scuffix is one of the only products that has a polyamic coating in it that kind of helps reduce the scuffs and mars. Like the office you're in now, you know, if you're closer to the wall, you're scuffing your wall with your chair, it'll leave a scuff mark. Well, our Scuffix products actually prevents it from scuffing, or if it scuffs, 409, simple green, Clorox white pad actually will clean that right off. We have...
And it won't affect the paint color at all when you do that.
Not the paint color or the sheen. Lots of individuals like, oh, I'm going to use that Mr. Clean erase pad, correct?
Right. Well,
everywhere you touch with that Mr. Clean, my assumption and my inclination is it's going to take off some of the sheen here and there. So you're going to have dull spots on your finish. Yeah. So with the Scuffix product, you can clean it. You can wipe it. It does not tarnish the sheen or affect the color of your of the end result. But the product overall, it's great product for your walls, your trim, or even your cabinet millworks. It's actually can be applied on those as well. Our semi-gloss is actually chip resistant. So some of our contractors like the fact that on the edges of something where you come or hitting, it will kind of resist some of that flaking off on the corners as well. So yeah, the Scuffix is a great product for your durability. Yes.
I think it's fascinating that paint has been developed, and it's particularly Benjamin Moore, to a level that you can do things like scrub a paint on a wall. That is not how things used to be back in the old day.
We even have trim paints at this point in time that are chemical resistant. Say, for instance, I have some, you may have a bar that, you know, for alcohol, or some of the alcohol, if it's on the table, could start to eat away at your film, at your finish. So we do have products that are chemical resistant, hairsprays and things like that. You kind of want something done in your home and you want the longevity, but if you're spilling things on them or spraying hairspray, it may not be there for the longevity. But if you use quality products, you're going to get, you know, you, like they say, you get what you paid for. So yes.
Yeah. So that brings up a good point, because a lot of times, you know, and Diane and I were talking about this in the car on the way here, you know, kind of educating people about what it is they're paying for. You mentioned, you know, you get what you pay for. So what are you paying for with the difference between sort of a Benjamin Moore product and a lower grade paint?
First and foremost, for us, Benjamin Moore, the makeup of the products, we manufacture about 75%, give or take, of our resins, which other manufacturers outsource them. So hypothetically speaking, if you're getting some resins from James and John and Paul, somebody's resins is better and someone's resins are weaker. We have better quality control. So what you get today, 9 times out of 10, you will get tomorrow, and so on and so forth, even with the shortages at this point in time. Yes, we're having our, you know, our small issues as well, but since we manufacture most of our resins, the fact that we're able to have the products available ready for the individuals at this point in time. Benjamin Moore, as far as the makeup of the products, we use titanium dioxide, which our competitors may use something, calcium carbonate, which is a different material, a weaker material. So when you want the durability or you want the scrubability, our products are going to cover 400 to 450 square feet per gallon, and you'll get every bit of that coverage. So you're doing fewer coats, more durable. You're able to scrub it. Our exterior products, you're going to get the longevity. Do you want to paint your house now in 7 years or so and repaint it to sell it? Or would you rather paint your house now, use a Benjamin Moore quality product in 10, 15 years, maybe power wash it? I see it time and time again where most people say, I'm painting it because it's been 10, 15 years, 20 years, and I just want to get a new color to refresh it again. But the longevity is there, the durability is there, and of course, everyone knows the name recognition, Benjamin Moore. It's pretty much a staple of quality. It is, and people associate the quality with expensiveness, which is not true. We're very competitive on a lot of our products. It's just we got to get the right product to meet an individual's budget or what they're looking for that specific project. When people want Benjamin Moore, of course, they're going to want our high-end. Most individuals, when they go to Home Depot, Sherwin-Williams, Kelly Moore, so on and so forth, they just want paint. And people that do their research, they're going to want something that's actually going to be durable. Oh, I have pets. I can clean my walls. I have kids. Oh, I can clean my walls. Some individuals would like to just touch up paint. But if you got to touch up and you got to go to your garage, and guess what? Your brush is hard. So now you got to go to Home Depot or Lowe's, waste extra time to come back to touch up. Why not use a better quality paint when you can get some soapy water and clean your surface? Get some 409 and clean your surface, and then you're done. So as far as the quality is there, Benjamin Moore, the name recognition is there. And it's just, you're going to save money at the end of the day as far as the recoat time. You know, one coat compared to two coats, you know, maybe two coats compared to three coats. We can alleviate some of the coats. And then if you're paying someone, you know, you can alleviate some of the labor, the man hours. Why pay an extra day or two extra days? You know, let's stop a little earlier by using a better quality product.
Mm. So do you have a lot of researchers? Does Benjamin Moore have researchers that then are studying all, you know, all these different chemical compounds to put into paint to make all this happen?
They do. As far as I know, I will want to say that they stay above the curve.
Uh-huh.
Benjamin Moore, I want to say 10 years ago, we came out with a Gen X platform as far as a coloring system. And as far as the Gen X platform, it's actually a zero VOC coloring system that actually strengthens your paint instead of weakens your paint.
Cool.
And so most companies use glycol oil resins. We use those as well today, mainly for our oil-based paints. But anything that's a house paint or trim paint, 9 times out of 10, we use it under our glycol system, which actually, like I said, strengthens the paint. Our Gen-X platform actually strengthens the paint, which is everything glycol, which a lot of industry companies use, the glycol oil resin actually weakens the paint. That's why your reds and your yellows are darker colors. It takes, 3 and 4 coats. Well, you're putting 15, 16, 17 ounces of colorant. It's going to achieve the color, but the oil resin actually weakens the paint, so you don't get the hide ability that you're trying to achieve.
Gosh, that's fascinating.
I did not know that.
So I'm so excited by this. So tell me this. I know a little bit about this subject. Benjamin Moore, honestly, is my favorite paint as far as color and quality. It's also the one I'm most familiar with. So I do know some of these things, but you guys change quickly too. And so I remember when Aura came out, and that was a low VOC product. And I remember using it and thinking, what? This isn't even like any paint I've ever used before. But then since then I've gone back and I've been told, anyway, I guess what I'm trying to get to and ask is within your whole brand, and you've said this, there's different levels of paint. So can you talk a little bit about, say, the difference between what I'm describing? There's, there's Scuffex, there's Cabinet Coat, there's Aura, there's Benmore, there's the level of paint that maybe you would say is contractor grade. Can you talk about those different levels and what they mean and why you might choose one or another?
Okay, we do have several, maybe 6 or 7 that we sell more often than none. The quality depends on the individual, contractor, homeowner. Budget is a big factor at the times. We sell a wide variety of all products. Our contractor grade, which be our ultra spec, that's pretty much where our contractors, some of them will start and some of them will use a mid or premium grade because they see the features and the benefits, how they can stop and start a job faster. If they can do more jobs, throughout the week, it helps them. But contractor's grade, which be our ultra spec, our entry-level product is our Ben. Our Ben is a paint and primer. We actually put it against some of our competitors' brands. One that comes off mine is SW, which is Sherwin-Williams. We put it against Cashmere as well as Super Paint. We primed a piece of sheetrock, half gray, half white. We had them match our colors, which they could not match our color. It was actually a little yellower because their bases are a little yellower, so it's kind of hard to match a clean white. So when we put our Ben product, our BEN, against Super Paint and Cashmere, it actually took 3 coats to cover as far as 2 coats with our product. And just to get your uniformity of the same color. So our Ben is pretty much our entry-level product that that gives you great coverage and hide. It's actually like almost a premium grade far as a hide capabilities. We do have that Scuffex. I truly like the Scuffex because of the durability. Hallways, stairwells. I don't know why everyone likes to just drag their hands along the hallways when they walk upstairs, but that's the one of the biggest ones. So instead of trying to touch up paint, you can clean it off and makes it easier for the homeowner or whoever is doing it. We actually sell it to hotels, which they don't buy some of our paint that much because they're cleaning it. The engineer is not actually painting. You get your housekeepers to clean it. So that kind of saves them. And now they can go hang balluses and do this engineering things instead of this painting all the time. So it just depends on the quality. So from the ultra spec to the bin, that's our contractor's mid-grade. You start moving more into the premium with our Scuffex. Our Regal is a staple far as this name recognition. Probably one of our best sellers for the past 50, 60, 70 years. The Regal is this, again, it does have a paint primer. It's going to have a nicer feel, nicer look to it at the end as far as the Scuffex. They're very comparable in products, but for me, I would say the Scuffex, as far as the durability, the scrubability.
Does the Scuffex have more of a sheen than the Regal Wall Satin?
Great question. So standards are flat, egg shell, and semi-gloss across the board. Some of our sheens do have multiple sheens. Now we have like a matte finish. A matte's going to be in between a flat and an eggshell. With minimal sheen, that's going to be a little bit durable for you. Something like an eggshell. So you're able to clean it, wipe it off. Then we have a satin as well as a semi-gloss. Typically, the lower sheens, a flat, matte, or eggshell, those are typically considered for walls. Not to say you can't put a higher sheen or higher gloss on walls, but typically your lower sheens are meant for walls, and your higher sheens, your satin and your semi-gloss, are typically meant for your trim, millwork, cabinets, and things like that. And depends on the product. We don't have all four or five sheens in every product. Some have four sheens, some have five, some have three. So depending on the product that you're able to attain for yourself, depends on what, you know, sheens we have available. And in the Scuffex sheens are a little heightened. So your mat is more like an eggshell. Your eggshell is kind of more like a satin, and your satin is kind of more like a semi-gloss. They're slightly heightened by a few percentages. And just if you didn't know, all sheens are in a window. Like say, for instance, flat may start like at a 1 to like a 3.5. An eggshell is going to be from like a 4 to like an 8. Now, I'm not giving you numbers per se that are facts, but they're all in windows. So as long as it's in the window, that's what creates that sheen content. The eggshell semi-gloss, so long as it sits in that window of a 3 to 4% difference, that's your sheen variance. Yes.
I had no idea about all that.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember having that conversation with someone once about the difference between a flat and a matte. And there is overlap in the window of the numbers for those sheens.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And a high and a low. It may start into the low, but it gets into the higher. Yes. You're correct. Yes.
So I lost that argument.
Just okay. I was saying that it gets to a low end. Like I say, if it's a flat 1 to 3, and you may have the mat from like a 2.5 to like a 4. Like, so there is a window that they can't overlap, and it's an angular sheen at that. Not something that you look straight forward. It's an angular sheen about 85 degrees. Yes.
There's so much science in all of this paint stuff that I just love to nerd out on. And it's fun because it also shows itself very prominently once you educate a client about it and you say, hey, look, you know, look at this wall versus this wall, or this sheen versus this sheen, or maybe when somebody's got something they're used to looking at and then they see it differently, then I love to see their kind of face light up and they go, oh, great, repaint the whole house. I want it all flat or whatever it is.
And on that note, also, just so you know, sheen does affect color. So the darker color. So this puts you this way. Have you seen a matte car that's outside, this matte finish? It's black, but it's matte, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
But then you see the black shiny car that has a gloss finish and it's like, it's darker. It's the same black. So it's like, if you put a little water on that matte car, it's going to be shiny. And that's the black you're pretty much looking for. So when you go from a flat to eggshell, from an eggshell to a satin and satin to semi-gloss, the color is going to look darker. It's the same color, but the sheen is giving that light reflection. So it gives it that, you know, more intensified look.
So we've also noticed, and this has come up a lot, when we're repainting, maybe there's a ding on a cabinet that we've painted a satin finish. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, well, we're going to touch up that panel on that cabinet. But then once you put another coat on just that certain panel, the additional layer of paint makes that particular panel have more of a sheen because you can start to see a buildup of paint.
Yes. So it's up to the contractor. It depends on the contractor as well. You can float it out. It depends on the product. Now, I know some of our oil-based products, they do have a higher sheen in the beginning, and then they do come down several percent. So it's like, oh, it's a semi-gloss. It's not a semi-gloss. It's a satin finish. And around 2 weeks or so, the sheen should die down. Now, as far as walls, you shouldn't have that issue for the most part. Maybe on eggshell. Eggshell is that one sheen that does not really touch up itself. It leaves a higher sheen content every time you touch up with the eggshell. So if you're not really feathering it out, trying to make it thin on the side, you may be able to see where you touched up at. But Benjamin Moore, we do carry some products that do have seamless touch-up, like the Aura that you talked about. That one does have seamless touch-up on its eggshell. So when you touch up the middle of a wall on eggshell, it actually, you know, starts to level itself out. So you can get that seamless look instead of you seeing where you touched up on
That's one of the big selling points, I think, of Aura, is for people that want to paint. They want to paint one coat or two maybe, but they don't have to do three, and they get it done and then they can touch up if something happens, and they can also wipe it pretty well.
Yeah.
Which is kind of magic. But it has VOCs in it, correct? It's only a low VOC product,
most of our trim paints are low VOC, excluding oils. Oils are not. So we have some that are low. All of our wall paints for inside are zero VOC. And the kicker is, after tinting, we can actually say zero VOC after tinting. Our competitors cannot say that because it's zero VOC on the shelf before they add tint to it, because they're used glycol oil resins. The oil resins and the colorant is going to add VOCs. So the darker the color, the higher the VOCs you're going to have in that specific gallon. We start zero from our gallons and then from our colorants. We have proprietary colorants with that Gen X platform that we have. That's what kind of sets us apart from other competitors. So when we add paint, it strengthens the paint, better coverage, better hide. And then instead of, you know, you add in pigment, it's going to weaken the paint. Oh, so I got to do 2 and 3 coats. No, you do 1, 2 coats because the coverage and the hide is there in the product.
Interesting.
I wanted to also ask about exterior paint. We've talked a lot about interior paint. Is there any special stuff on exterior paint?
Exterior? Yes. Our best exterior paint is actually Aura.
Oh, okay.
Aura, we do have Aura interior and we have Aura exterior. So that's the only product that we do have that actually has a color retention. So you want to do the darker colors. You want them to last longer. You know, we had 40, 60 days of 100 degree weather. That's not good for your exterior house, you know. So the fact that it has attributes in there that give it the longevity. It does have a mildicides in it. Most all of our products exterior do have mildicides. They have a little bit more chemicals in it, just for the mildew. The products typically are a little softer. They're not as hard as an interior product, but you would think, since it's exterior with all the elements, it would be a little bit hard, a little bit softer, durable, but a little softer than the interior product. So it can give you a little bit of flexibility with the expansion or contraction of the house with all the weather that goes out. But this still has the great durability. Or, like I said, is our best product for us, coverage high with the mildew additive. And then our Morguard, our Regal Select product. We do have a Regal exterior. That's the only product that we still have a little bit of oil resins in the product. Meaning that if you have a chalky surface, I power wash my house, I run my house, my hand against the wall, it's still a little chalky. That product was actually adhere better than anything we have on those chalky surfaces. They've actually been cleaned and prepped right. So far as exterior, we do have 4 lines. Just to kind of get them, we have our Aura, which is our best premium grade product, or we call it super premium. We do have our Regal, which is a staple. Everyone knows our Morguard. That particular line has different names for every sheen. That's the only one. More Life is flat. More Guard is low luster. And more glow is our soft gloss, which is more like a semi-gloss.
But the Aura has the kind of mildew resistant and fade resistant, or all of them?
Yes, it does. That's the only product that we have. The mildew resins are that's manufactured in the product. And yes, it has a great color retention. So you're going to have that color a lot longer on your exterior of your home or whatever project you're doing at the time. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
So I have a question. I actually have 3 questions I want to make sure I get to. One of them to just kind of finish up, or maybe, well, 2 questions that to kind of finish up talking about the chemical makeup of the paint. And one of those is, talk to me about why you still have oil in your oil-based paints, because I know that, you know, everybody's attempting to be greener. And so talk to us about, I know the value of how it wears, but can you tell us a little bit about why you have that and where it's usable and how you're working towards a more green, product?
Yeah. So far as the oil base, actually has been changing standards. You know, I don't know if you know, there's restrictions and guidelines, especially like in California, to the point to where they couldn't bring gallons in. I don't think they can even bring quarts into California right now because of the restrictions and guidelines, which we are trying to get away from as well. We typically sell two trim paints that are oil and then some of our DTMs. I don't think any of the DTMs will go away anytime soon as an oil base, but I've made
DTM.
Yeah, direct to metal paints.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, direct to metals. I don't see them going away because of all the industrial, you know, facilities, piping, all that going away anytime soon. But I can see our trim paints. We have been manufacturing more acrylic-based products in the last several years to kind of get away from the oil base. Oil base does yellow. The reason oil-based yellows is because of the oil resins. The resins it's made of, and the resins actually have a yellowish, yellowish toned color. So by it being yellow, it wants to go back to its original state. If you have it, if you're making white, it wants to go back to the creamy yellow color. So based on that, Bender Moore actually has been trying to be ahead of the curve. We came out with Advance. Advance was our first hybrid. My mother told me oil and water does not mix. So don't ask me how they figured that out. But it is a water and oil base, call it a hybrid. The water evaporates out, leaves back the oil content to give you more of a smoother finish. We do have a product called Cabinet Coat. It's an acrylic urethane, which kind of goes away from using standard oil. And we do have a product called Command. Command was pretty much been one of our go-to products in the last, I guess, year and a half. It dries within, you know, 30, 45 minutes. You can recoat it within an hour. It cures within like 24 hours, which you can turn back to service. And this particular product can be used on wood, metal, concrete. It's a wide variety of different substrates. But they're trying to get away from more of the oil bases, mainly because it's very toxic, you know, it's very high in emissions. All of our latex paints are zero or low, and the oil bases are still pretty high. You're talking about 400 VOCs on that specific product. There are typically all oil bases, for the most part, are more durable. They're going to give you a more durable finish, longer longevity lasting finish, yes. But we are getting to some latex products that are getting just as durable as our oil bases as far as being very comparable in the durability. But
go ahead. I was just saying it's great that you're working on that because it is those oil-based products do wear so incredibly well. It was hard. It's been a hard thing to kind of get away from for specifying as well.
Yes. And then we have our Benjamin Moore lines, and we actually have brought in some other off-brand lines as well, just because of, you know, some of the shortages. We're just trying to take care of our individuals as best as we can. We want them to start and finish the job with us. So we have brought in other trim paints that are even lacquer, not even a oil base or water, but they're lacquer finishes. And that's pretty, you know, lacquers are harder than your latex and oil base. And then there's a couple of other finishes harder than that as well.
And those dry fast too, right? The lacquers dry.
Lacquers dry very fast within, you know, 30 minutes or so, or faster. Yes, you can actually recoat them within 30 minutes. So
the Command and the Cabinet Coat, we've moved to those recently, pretty strongly.
Great product.
Did you say those have oil? I can't.
No, neither one of those. Those are both acrylic gray products.
Is that a good for floor paint too?
Command is. The Command is great for floors. Mm-hmm. I would recommend that. I'm actually doing a project in Waco, a huge facility, that they put the Command on the floors like last month. Majority of our stores have Command on their warehouses. It dries fast, durable. We're using dollies. Well, forklifts, yes, because they're putting pallets in and out, and the product looks great still on the floor.
Wow, cool. I mean, I think we want to talk a little bit about stains, because I think a lot of the staining of wood, and so much more wood is coming, natural wood is coming back. It's been really popular, don't you think, Amity?
Yeah, we specify it a lot these days.
So I just wanted to talk about, because we spend a lot of time looking at different stains and stain colors and the transparent stains and the semi-transparent, if you could help explain all of that.
There's a wide variety of stains out there now.
Yes.
We carry our fair share. We carry our Arbor Coat. Our Arbor Coat, we do carry a latex and an oil-based version. Our oil base comes in a semi-transparent and semi-solid. Our latex comes in a semi-transparent, semi-solid, as well as a solid. So if you want that more opaque look, I mean, you know, far as like a paint, but you want it more of a stain, you don't have to put no primer. Yes, you can put your two coats of your solid stain on there and it'll give you a fresh look. And it just depends what type of, how much of the wood grain you want to see. I'm a wood grain guy myself, so I want something more of a semi-transparent. I want to be able to see some color, natural color for me. And then we have the semi-solid, which you'll see less of the wood grain. Some of it, but not as heavy as something as a semi-transparent. We do have those two products as far as our Benjamin Moore line. We do carry some off-brand lines, which is like our TWP, which is a turtle wood preservative. We do carry our Penofin, which is great for hardwoods. We just brought in a newer product, which is called Armstrong Clark, which is a product that I never heard that you can put stain on with 20% moisture content.
Oh, wow.
You can actually put stain on direct sunlight. You can actually put the stain on and walk on your surface while you're staining. So yes, those are something I've never heard of before in my life. I've been doing this for 20 years, same company.
Yeah.
And I've never heard direct sunlight is bad. It's going to start flashing because it's drying differently, you know. So the and moisture content, you have to have your wood dry, you know. Can you walk on it? No, you got to work in sections, boards, and move away from your starting point. So we do have different stains. Those are mainly our exterior stains. And we do have interior stains as well. The interior stains we carry is the Old Masters interior stains. For, you know, your cabinets, your floors, any type of interior doors, which you can put an exterior as long as you use an exterior sealer, like some type of spar marine varnish, which we do carry in different sheens as far as your interior. And then going back to the exterior, typically all your exterior stains are going to be flat, a flat finish, no sheen. And we do have products do carry a sheen. So it depends what you're looking for in your end result. We can kind of figure out something that works well for you.
I think it's amazing that all of the science that goes into this and all of
a lot of science.
The fact that it's changing what I've always known about how, you know, like you're mentioning about what is okay to do with stains and what's not. So it is, I know I mentioned I don't like to learn when we first started talking before we recorded, but I do really love to learn about how our industry gets changes through all of this science and development. So interesting.
It's continue changing, just so you know, it's not going to stop. So
there's one thing I want to ask that I don't want to forget to ask, and I don't know how much you'll know about this, but how about the color development, like the names of the colors and the types of the colors and the trends? How does that work with Benjamin Moore? How do you guys stay ahead of kind of what's interesting out there? And how often do you come up with new lines and that kind of thing?
Well, that typically is all through Benjamin Moore. We have no say in it. They just looks at what the trends are, what's going on and out there as far as, you know, the market. So they try to stay in front of the curve as much as possible. So that's nothing to do in-house. Like I said, it's all been more, but that's one of the reasons we start coming up with the different products since, you know, once I've been here 20 years with Clements, and Aura was the big one for us when it first came out. And from there, it's just like, okay, we have Advanced, the hybrids, the cabinet coats, the Command. When we found out about the Command, it's like, oh, it goes on everything? Yes, it goes on everything. You know, so it's really nothing it cannot go on. So they're trying to make it more easier for the end user. So they try to stay on top of our, even the colorants. You know, we have the proprietary colorant system. It's just trying to stay ahead of the curve. And like I said, we don't have anything to do in-house. It's whatever is told to us, hey, this is what's going on. This is a new product. Like there's a new product coming out. It's launching on the 12th. I have some guys already looking for it. And it's a product that they actually remodified. It's our core dollar line. It's a trim paint comparable to our Advance, but they remodified it and it actually is launching on the 12th, which is like 3 days from now.
Super cool.
And go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I didn't give you much of a chance to. You mentioned you've been with the same company for 20 years. I want you to spend a moment telling us about you and and what else you think that people need to know about you and about your company.
Kind of says something about the company, the owner, due to the fact that we have several 10 years, 15, 20 years in our company to this day. I worked my way up to the point where I remember my boss used to give me this titles. Oh, you're the merchandise specialist and this, everything you can think of. I had a different title every year until I came into the position as being a sales rep. I guess he saw my potential, my talent as far as trying to help grow the company and the business. He decided to put me in the sales rep role. Done that for the past 7 to 8 years. This past year, moved into the manager role. So now I'm a sales manager, which they took away half of my territory, and which I still kept half. And then I managed two of the individuals that are sales rep, trying to build a team into about 4 or 5 if we can. And we're growing. When I started with Clement, we had 1 store. At this point in time, we have 7. Just opened up our newest store, like I said, 3 weeks ago. Still trying to branch out to our 8 store within the next year or so. So we're growing and I'm continuing to grow with the company. I love my job. I love what I do. I love informing individuals and letting them know what we have to offer and how it can actually save them time, money. And at the end result, you're going to get a long lasting product that you should be happy with throughout, you know, the course of the years.
We can tell that you love your job. I know, and you do great. A great job educating us about it. Yeah, so.
It's real exciting.
Thank you so much for being here and making the time for this. And yeah.
Thank teaching you. Us a whole bunch of cool new information. Yeah.
Whatever y'all know, I have an open door policy. You know, you can call my cell phone, reach out to me. And any questions y'all may need, let me know. There's no right or wrong. I mean, there's no wrong or dumb questions. The ones, you know, you should just ask the question so, you know, we can fix it and solve it before you get on the job or having to do it over again. That's my main thing is try to fix it first instead of doing it over again because it's cheaper doing it once and twice. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So, whatever y'all can do, y'all feel free to reach out to me. I really appreciate this. It was a good time. I enjoyed myself.
Thanks so much, Steve.
You're welcome. All right.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Design Oracles. And if you like the show or learned something new, please give us a 5-star rating on whatever podcast platform you are listening on. Follow us on Instagram at Design Oracles. And you can also find more information at our website, designoracles.com.